Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Vibe With Me. I'm your host, Rashad, and today I got a special guest with me. His name is Kyle, and he's from On The Brain Entertainment. What's up, Kyle?
What's going on, Rashad?
How you feeling, man? How you feeling?
I'm feeling good, man. It was a nice day today. You know, I got some work done. Just chilling out now. How about yourself?
I've been good, man. Today been a little rough, but, you know, I'm just glad I'm in my chill moments of the day. So, yeah, it's smooth sailing after this.
I feel you.
So, Kyle, let me know, where you from, man?
I'm from Waterbury, Connecticut. Yeah.
Okay.
Just a small city in Connecticut.
Okay, so I'm from the DMV, so I'm born and raised in the DMV, Washington, D.C., to be exact.
Nice.
And I live out in Virginia right now, so. But this will never be home. This is just where I lay my head, you know.
How is it out there?
It depends on how you look at it. You know, if you're not looking at it as a place to do a lot of stuff, then it's just somewhere. But everybody's different, you know. Some people find, if you're not a city person, then it might fit you just fine. But if you're a person that really likes to go places and go out and stuff like that, it's not the place for you.
I'm pretty 50-50 when it comes to that, but I got family out that way, and you know, I got family pretty much everywhere.
Yeah.
So when I go to visit them, you know, I remember being a kid, I was amazed about how, you know, in some cases you would have to go like a half hour out of your way to get to town to do stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, I love the fact that there is so much, you know, there's so much, you know, so much room, and I can actually see stars and stuff at night, but I couldn't see myself living there. You know, I'm too linked into the city.
So. Yeah. So, what's your podcast? What's your podcast about?
On the Brain Entertainment, we're actually a series of shows talking about stuff in the geek and nerd spectrum. Everything from like anime, comics, movies, stuff like that. Pretty much anything we've talked about. It's just a place to, you know, just to nerd out and just, you know, just be yourself. You know what I mean? So I've been doing that for a while. I used to do it on YouTube and said screw that and just started doing an audio podcast on Anchor and everywhere else.
So you don't have it on YouTube no more?
You can find the old stuff. Like, you can find the old stuff on YouTube, yeah, sure. But, you know, other than that, YouTube was getting stressful, dude. So, I was just saying, like, it's much easier doing it this way. Because I used to do video with it, right? But the algorithm was like, no, we don't like you. You know, we don't like you. Like, why am I getting this yellow dollar sign? We don't have to tell you, we're YouTube. So,
so with your podcast, how many people is it? Is it you and how many people else?
It's me and my brothers. We all have our own shows that, you know, that we're a part of. It's my brother's from another, and my cousin. We all do different sections of the, you know, of the network, and everything from like monster movies to weird news, pretty much, you know. On the Brain being the main show, then we have like three others that talk about different sections, from monster movies, kaiju stuff, weird news, and anime, you know.
So, yeah. So, with your network, is it your network or you're on somebody else's network?
It's me. It's me. We did this part completely indie. Like, originally, we started as one show, and then it just splintered off into different shows. And I'm like, hey, so why don't I just put this all into one umbrella? That way, we all have our own, you know, we have our own shows, and we can, you know, and we can do our own thing with it. But it's much easier. I found it much easier to upload stuff and keep track of, if I had it all under one umbrella as opposed to all, you know, separate shows on different places.
Okay, okay. So, with all y'all shows being on one umbrella, how long have y'all had all y'all shows under that network?
About going on 2 years. Yeah.
Okay, and what has the growth been like for your podcast and your network?
It's been slow and steady. Okay. I call myself an underground host for real. Like, you know, like I'll look at the and this is one thing I have to stop doing. I gotta stop looking at numbers.
Right.
You know, I gotta stop worrying about who's watching it and who's not watching it, because I know who's watching it. It'll tell you exactly who's watching it. Like, I didn't think of demographics and stuff like that and who I wanted to reach until I started looking at charts, and that could stress you out.
Yeah.
You know, I did the same thing on YouTube. I'm like, how come I'm not getting as many like female viewers as I am male? And I'm like, well, based on what we're talking about, am I really all that shocked? But, you know, it was a little overwhelming. So I would, you know, just constantly bombard myself with data every day. Like, I could read everything. Like, but now it's like whoever's listening is listening, and I'm just happy that they're listening. You know, we're just having fun.
Yeah, I've realized since I started podcasting, and for me, it's coming up on a year. But what I can say is, the people that you don't even know support you, and the people that you want to support you, some of them will, but then some of them won't. Some people wait until you hit a certain plateau, and then they say, you know, all right, I'm going to jump out there and, you know, get on the train, which is fine. I mean, it's no love lost for me, whichever way they choose to do it. But right.
You have fun doing it, right?
Oh, I love it, man. I don't look at it because it's not work for me. I look at it as you know, something I just like to do. I love to talk to people. So it's never a thing where it's like, oh, man, I gotta talk to somebody tonight. I love doing this. I just love to kick the breeze. So,
yeah, same for me. Like, I do a lot of talking on a normal basis. So the fact that, you know, that this medium exists, I'm like, this is how I can really let myself go and get some sort of impact and get some feedback, you know. So, but ultimately it's about wanting to have fun with your content. I also do serious shows too, but also I try to make that as comfortable and fun as possible.
You said serious shows, like what, on Sirius FM or?
I wish, but no. Like, when I say serious, I mean, like, you know, I mean, like, life type. You know, like, I also do a show called A for Able, which is its own thing.
Okay.
And that focuses on mental health. Self-esteem, self-care. Being yourself, and individuals living with what the mainstream would call disabilities. You know, we're trying to break a stigma, trying to get out of that box, you know?
Yeah.
So
what,
that's what I feel like I'm here.
So out of all the, of these 2 years that you've been doing podcasting, what have you felt like been your biggest obstacles?
The biggest obstacle is to not overthink everything that I upload.
Right.
Because I edit everything myself. I have people out there helping me, you know, and we have fun doing it. But then there are times where, like, okay, like, for example, with the On the Brain stuff, we like to talk about what's going on in the pop culture world as it's happening. So sometimes who wants to be the first issue that people have? Like as soon as something comes out, it's like, you want to be the first one to talk about it?
Yeah.
You know, trying to talk about timely, timely things, whether it be, you know, whether it be something on the news that we saw or something that we had just read or something that came out, you know, years ago that's popping up again. It's, you know, it's sometimes I gotta give myself a break.
Yeah.
With, you know, with that. And it's not always easy because I want to see this grow. So I keep thinking to myself, if I don't do it this way, then it won't grow the way I think it's going to. But now it's getting to a point where it's like, just chill out, man. It's just let things go. Just go with the flow.
And that's what you got to do, man. You know, because sometimes I feel that what you're waiting on, sometimes it'll come when it's time to. We may think it may be time right now, but
Right. Sometimes
you got to put. You just got to put a little extra work in because, you know, and I look at, like, especially when it came to podcasting before I started, it's a lot of other podcasts that I listen to. And I know some of the ones that I look up to, those podcasters, I've watched how they do their thing on their platforms. And it just gives you something to reach for. But also, it shows you, oh, yeah, okay. Not to do it like them, but you know where the bar is set. You like, okay. If I'm going to do it, I need to do it right. So, and because nobody just wants to do it. You know, you got a reason for doing it. Everybody should have goals when it comes to this. Where do you see it going?
Tell your story without being, you know, without fear of being judged. Because this is because this world we live in can be a hard one, you know, and I just want there to be an out. Look, you know,
in
output for people, you know?
Yeah. So. And that's the main thing, you know. Nobody should ever want to waste time. You should always want to have a reason you're doing it. And, you know, even with, like, when you reached out to me, you know, a lot of people reached out when I put that post up. And I wasn't expecting it. I was like, I didn't know who was going to respond back. But, you know, I had a few people set up, you know, to do interviews with, and I was like, I've been waiting for this, you know, to put that energy out and get it back, because sometimes, you know, finding guests ain't easy, you know, especially when people don't know you, and you're trying to hold them up to their end of the bargain, and you're trying to get them a platform to talk about their business, or just be able to, you know, see if y'all can link on anything else. Because sometimes it may start out like that. And y'all may end up be able to be business partners later on. Y'all done got a tight enough bond where you're like, you know what? I like your style. I like the way you do things, man. Maybe we can do something. And, you know, y'all can talk about that and everything like that.
Yeah, I've met some people like that. Like I've been on you know, other podcast groups and stuff, and we've linked up. They've done either an interview for me or I've done one for them, or I've helped support their show. Like if I believe in what you're doing, I'm gonna help support it. I don't care if I'm getting like compensated for it or not. I never ask for it. I just want people to know that it's out there.
Yeah,
you know, because it holds a weight. Like if it's impacting me, imagine what it could do for, you know, for other people that may need to hear the same message, you know? And that's regardless of what kind of podcast it is. Sometimes we just need to hear real people just goof off. Sometimes we need to hear something serious. Sometimes we need to hear something motivational. But That's why this medium exists, you know?
Yeah, I definitely believe in, you know, now, it's different. Now, it's one thing, now, I would never, don't get me wrong now, I would never go on a podcast where, say, their main topic is something I know nothing about. I'm not going to go on there embarrassing myself, because sometimes you need to know to stay in your lane. Some people don't know how to stay in their lane, and they get their foot put in their mouth. But if I know that I can hold my own, have a conversation, and it won't be nothing out the ordinary, then I'll do it. But if I know, because I'm going to do my research first. I'm like, oh, nah, I can't do this. Nope. You know, so you just got to be careful, man. Because sometimes, man, you can make the wrong move and it'll cost you everything. So.
Yeah. Like when I ask to interview people, before I do anything, I, I try to get to know that person before I interview them, because I don't want to come off like, I don't want to come off completely ignorant.
Yeah.
And at the same time, I don't want to come off as a know-it-all either. So I want to at least do some, you know, some good research. Like, I've got some idols that are interviewers that will do some crazy research and have the interviewee like, how did you know that? You know what I'm saying? And next thing you know, their conversation goes a whole nother way, and in some cases there's tears.
Yeah.
You know? So that to me is a huge impact. You know? So not to say I want to bring everybody to tears. I just want, you know, I just want them to, you know, leave saying, you know what, I like what this guy has. I can see myself being interviewed with him again, or maybe, you know, maybe do some other projects with him, because you never know where you're going to connect.
Yeah, so. You don't, man. That's why the conversations are definitely needed to be had, because you don't know. You know, next right. thing you know, like I said, y'all could end up, you know, it could get to a point where you may mess with somebody so tough where y'all might end up having a podcast together. So it's just a matter of, you know, filling people out. And I got to feel the vibe. If I don't feel the vibe, I ain't doing it. Because I needed to be able to not be weird. You know, I need to be able to flow. Because if it don't flow, then there's no need to do it. You know,
it's going
to
be a lot of dead air, and that's the last thing you want.
Yeah, you know. Like, somebody gonna be like, "Oh, did something happen? Did the cable drop? What happened?" So,
right,
you know.
So, how's the vibe so far, you think?
I think the vibe good, man. You know, you starting out to be a stand up guy, so I, you know.
Yeah, because this is really this is the first time we're talking to each other. So, yeah, man. I mean, hey, like you seem like a pretty stand up guy yourself.
I appreciate that, man. I try, man. You know, no matter what they say, you know.
Right.
But yeah, man. So, in your city, what is there to do in your city? Because I ain't never been to where you at. So.
In Waterbury, I'm gonna be honest. Waterbury has a reputation for being boring.
Okay.
Waterbury has a reputation for being boring. Like those who don't know, and we actually did my cousin actually did a episode on his podcast, Shut Up Rick. It's you know, it's more of a comedic news podcast, but they did a whole thing dedicated to our city called What's a Waterbury.
Okay.
And that's because a lot of people swear, like, you know, when they think Connecticut, a lot of people think the rich places, you know, the nice looking places all the time. They don't always think in the middle. And we're like so in the middle. But if you if somebody that doesn't know us would ask us, like, is that near New York? I'm like, yeah, we're only a couple hours away from New York, but we're not in New York. But there's a lot of people from New York that come here.
Yeah.
But there are things to do. But with the, you know, with the pandemic, some of those things have had to scale down. You know, it's like I like to. On occasion, you know, I would go to the movies, go to the mall. There would be a lot of things going on around the weekend. You know, get yourself a nice deal on a movie or something, or go see a show at the Palace. You know, go see a show at the Palace. I've gone to a couple concerts here. There's, you know, I would go bowl as a kid, and, you know, with my family, I would go bowling all the time. There's things to do, but because we're not that big of a city, you can pretty much do everything in just a span of a couple days. But hey, it's home.
Nah, I feel that. Yeah, man, because like where I live, it's a small town, and you know, people always ask. They'll say, man, what's the do up there? And I'll be like, nothing. You got to actually, like, go to another city. And I'm not even trying to be funny. You know, so, I mean, we got our local bars.
Mm-hmm.
But that's it. You know. You get, like I said, you got to go in your next city to do anything. You know, if you want a real restaurant, if you want to go, like, if you want to enjoy the nightlife, you got to really, like I said, get in your car. You know, go downtown. So, it all depends on what you want to do.
I got you. Like, there's a couple of good places to eat around here, and one thing that everybody gives that gives Connecticut like props on, like some real props that I know of, pizza.
Like, oh man, I love me some pizza, Joe.
It's always like if you're on the East Coast and you want pizza, you don't go to a chain. You go to a local spot, you go to a mom and pop spot, get yourself a slice, either in Waterbury or New York. You know what I'm saying? And that is what we have. We have an abundance of that here. Like there's a pizza place, I feel like everywhere, local and chain. And I've tried most of them,
right? You know?
But people do have their favorites. There are some who lived here, went to another state, would come back here and make sure they hit their favorite pizza spot before they leave. So that's one thing I feel like we get a lot of praise for is the pizza.
Yeah, man, and that's what I'm saying. I'm not even going to lie and say what Virginia is known for, because I don't know. I've never heard of a dish being claimed with this city. So,
really?
Yeah. Like for D.C. it would be our carry out, you know.
Mm.
So, in like some city, like, you know, just like how Philly got their Philly cheesesteaks, you know. But nah, yeah, Virginia don't got none of that.
You got a favorite pizza topping?
Yes, pepperoni.
Pepperoni?
Pepperoni.
Give me either a sausage and pepperoni. I also mess with the veggie. And the other day I had a nice buffalo chicken. But I'm trying to cut down on the meat consumption. But
yeah.
At the same time, when you're craving it, you're craving it. You know?
Yes, sir. Yeah, like if I can't have pepperoni, I'll do pepperoni and bacon. I don't want just cheese. Like if somebody else ordered, that's different, but yeah, right. I just gotta have some pepperoni.
I don't mind just cheese, but you give me the right toppings and I'll go Ninja Turtle on it. I'll go Ninja Turtle all day.
What about did you see the new Mortal Kombat movie?
Yep.
I didn't see it. I kept hearing different reviews about it, man. So
you gotta experience it for yourself, bro.
Yeah, I love the game though. I used to play the hell out of that game. But yeah.
I love the game too. I haven't owned the game in a while, but I still love the game to this day. Still a big fan. Was really looking forward to this one because they kept the way they hyped it up. Everybody was like, oh, they're gonna have the fatalities. Oh, it's rated R. Oh, it's Sub-Zero and Scorpion. They're gonna do their thing. And you know what? They did. First seven minutes of the movie, chef's kiss. There was nothing to complain about. It had a great, great few minutes, and then you go down the rest of the movie, and it varies, you know. But that's just my opinion. You gotta see it for yourself.
Yeah, I'm gonna definitely check it out, man. You know, cause I don't think it's in the movies though. Didn't they say it's on like it's in the movies?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
What they did was Warner Brothers. I would say they kind of did it kind of shady, like because they didn't tell anybody that they were working with. They dropped everything for their 2021 slate on HBO Max, but it's also in theaters the same day. So when you want to have the theater experience, you can go and have the theater experience or have a nice, you know, just watch it at home. But the trick is, It'll only be available at home for a short length of time, and then the rest of the time it'll be in the movie theaters until it's out, and then it'll be on streaming permanently or until they say otherwise. So it's on their HBO Max platform, which is how I watched it, because right now I haven't found the courage to go out and actually watch a movie since the pandemic started.
Okay. That's cool.
But either way, good experience anyway. I had my meal, had my tea, and I was just watching some good fights. So,
what about if you had to pick a favorite dessert, what would it be?
Oh, dude, one thing you gotta know about me is I'm a chocoholic. If there was a Chocoholic Anonymous meeting, they'd probably kick me out. But I I love cake, but my favorite candy of all time is a Kit Kat. You know, I love the Kit Kat bar so much so that that's one of my nicknames. So, what?
How'd you? No. How'd you get the name Kit Kat? That sounds like it come with a story.
Okay, check this out.
Was you a stripper?
No, I was never a stripper. I don't have the body for that. No. I do not have the body for that. You know, at one point I did have the 6-pack abs, but I got chicken legs, so that doesn't really work. So how I got the nickname Kit Kat is back in middle school. Someone who would later become my best friend and like a sister to me, we were at the vending machine and I had gotten the last Snickers bar and she got the last Kit Kat bar.
Right.
So we traded, and next thing you know, we just started calling each other Kit Kat and Snickers. Then, then we went through high school together, then saw each other again in college, in community college, and that's when we really became like brother and sister. And from that point on, it was really like Kit Kat and, Kit Kat and Snickers.
Okay.
Now I am the godfather to her daughter, and she got her calling me Uncle Kit Kat. So that ain't going anywhere.
Nah, I feel you, man. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Nope. I love it, man. And every time the little girl says it, it melts my heart.
Yeah, hey, it definitely came with a story. Not a story I thought it was, but hey, you know.
What'd you think? You thought I was a stripper, dude. I don't even have a strip club story, really.
Hey, I'm telling you, man. I just heard the other day it was a guy, and he said his name was Buns, and he was in the strip clubs. I was like, hey, you never know, man. Hey.
Yeah. No big deal there. But if I was ever in a strip club using the name Kit Kat, I ain't telling my family.
Nah, you gotta take that to the grave, nah.
No, because my family is the type, they love to joke, they love to crack jokes. That's gonna give them fuel for the rest of my life.
Yup, you're gonna be at the Thanksgiving table, they're gonna be like, pass me the mashed potatoes, Kit Kat.
Exactly.
Yeah, you don't want that, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, and that's the thing, man, you know, also, what about, so when it comes to, you know, of course, we've been talking about support and everything. So when it comes to the support of, you know, what you're trying to do with your podcast and your network, is your family supporting you?
Heck yeah. Yeah. I've been doing this for a while, and before I was just doing like little videos and stuff in my room, but my parents who have always been entrepreneurs, they've always been really supportive of anything I wanted to do. Like my mom is a beautician / health coach, and my dad is a DJ, you know? So anything creative I wanted to do, like my sister and I wanted to do, they were all down for. Like, hey, okay, so you want to learn how to draw? I'll get you, you know, a drawing desk and pencils. Oh, you want to learn how to edit. My dad hooked me up on my first camera and my first real editing program. You know, you want to learn martial arts. I took Taekwondo for a little bit. Anything that I wanted to do that was constructive, they were completely 100% supportive of. And matter of fact, when I started my mental health podcast, first person I had on was my mom.
Right.
First person I had on was my mom and my sister, and we talked about me living with cerebral palsy, which is something I've been living with all my life. And then and not too long ago, I had my dad on, and we got his side of the story. Plus, he's a retired policeman, so you know I had to get him on for that, you know?
Yeah. Hey, there's nothing wrong with that, man.
Nah, it's great to have, like, my entire family loves, you know, they love what I do. They've listened to episodes, and they've been kind of surprised about how far I've come, because I also went to broadcasting school, and I had to learn how to make a radio show. And surprisingly enough, I was chosen for the final exam to be one of the DJs. You know, like I wasn't expecting it, but because I'm a talker, I guess that, you know, that got people thinking, like, you know what, he'd be good on the mic, you know. So that's where that came from. But then doing podcast and everything else that I do, it just felt right, you know? So I just kept going. And plus, it didn't hurt at all that I had people that just loved my voice.
Yeah. Like,
I used to work at a hair salon, and I was the secretary at the, you know, at the salon, taking appointments and stuff like that. And they would ask the owner, which was my mom, you know, they would ask her, like, so who is that man you got behind the desk? Like, what do you mean? So much so that I'd get in trouble sometimes with dads who thought I was trying to hit on their daughters. I was like, no, I'm just trying to remind them that they have an appointment coming up. Nothing, you know, nothing, you know, no flirting or anything here. It's all true.
Hey, you got one heck of a story. You got Kit Kat. You working at the salon. They flirting with you. You out here being Mac Daddy.
I was like the only guy there for, you know, for like 9 years.
So oh, wow.
They weren't expecting. There had been other, you know, males working there, but, you know, they weren't expecting to hear, you know, my voice coming from a place that's mostly women. Like, we took everybody, male, female, whatever, but they just weren't, you know, they weren't expecting my voice. Next thing you know, they're like, he would be good for radio. They're gassing me up. They're like, he would be good for radio. He'd be good for broadcasting, you know what I'm saying? And I took their advice and went to school because of it. So, and even though radio was not my path, this is the closest thing, really.
Yeah.
I feel like that was the best decision I could have made, and it wouldn't have happened had it not been for my parents' support and all the the clients at the shop cheering me on. So big ups to them.
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing, man. You know, you hope that whenever your endeavors come, you hope that they are there to support you.
Yeah.
And. But I tell people all the time, sometimes your biggest fans are people you don't know.
Yeah.
It'd be somebody in Bangladesh. Mm-hmm. And listens to everything you do. And I'm not saying that family don't support you, but what I'm saying right. is your biggest supporters be somebody in Russia. And they telling everybody in Russia what you do. You'd be like, oh, I got people outside the U.S.? I remember the first time I had listeners outside the U.S. I was like, I'm international. So, you don't even know how they got it. It don't even matter. They over there talking about what you doing.
Bro, first time I saw my stat, a couple times my stat said I had people in Ireland, Canada, and somewhere in Israel listening to me. And I'm like, or listening to us, because it wasn't just me, it was all of us. And I'm like, for real? Like, wait a minute, I got, oh my god, Iraq? What the heck? Oh, okay, what episode? They wouldn't tell you, but, you know.
Yeah, it never does that. And that's the thing about Anchor. It, like it gives you the percentage. You know what I'd be wondering? No, this is what I'd be wondering. You know, if you look, I want you to look at this when this is over. Under yeah. men, you got the women percentage, the men percentage, right?
Yeah.
Then you got other. What is other? I don't know what that other is.
It's the people that don't identify as male or female.
Okay, okay.
Notice that they don't want you to know because it doesn't really matter. They may identify as one or the other, but they didn't put it as part of their profile. And then you have like the non-binary section. And not gonna lie, when I saw that. When I saw that small little percentage, I was like, oh, okay, cool. Somebody's getting something out of this. Nice. You know, it doesn't matter to me what you look like who you are, but the fact that people were listening, I felt myself getting a little, you know, happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's more like, I'm more interested in the where, you know? Because, yeah, a good chunk of your audience may be from the U.S. Like, a good chunk of my audience is from the U.S. But when I see even 1 or 2% from somewhere else, I'm like, okay, nice. Thank you, Japan.
Yep.
Thank you, Germany. You know, thank you that 1% in Germany. Big ups, big ups, Italy. Thank you. You know, places I've never been to before. Would like to go to one day.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that, man. You ain't never lied about that.
Yeah. And is there any place specific, since we're talking about it, is there any place you would like to go?
Yeah, if I had my choice right now, I would want to go to Brazil. I want to go to France and the Dominican Republic.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. Nice.
Yep. Those are my three.
For me, it's Japan, London, France. Been thinking about that for a while. But Japan's got to be first.
Yeah. And that's the thing, man. You know, I want to be able to travel around this world before it's all said and done.
Yeah, right.
You know, whether it be an opportunity to get presented to me or just me going on my own, I want to go. I want to be able to make it happen.
And you will.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah. Once you put it in your mind, man. Hey, that's all it takes.
Yeah. I was just talking to someone about that right before you and I linked up for this. So it's all about your mindset. And that's what I'm constantly reminding myself, you know, about. So yeah, you'll get there. You know, maybe one day you'll do a podcast that you'll do a whole podcast out there as you're traveling.
I'll be like, yeah, coming live from London.
Right?
So I'm like, I'm sitting in the fog, but I'm bringing you this content right now. Or, because I want to get my YouTube up and start, and I want to also put it on YouTube, but when I do it, I just want to buy my camera and get my setup and stuff. I want everything to be right before I do it.
Right, right.
So, you know, whenever that is, I ain't rushing it. Because I feel like, as long as you can continue to make content and keep pushing it out there, people going to know you consistent.
Yep.
Somebody going to tell somebody, you know, and especially if you, and that's why I've been trying to, you know, get a lot of different, not only interviews, but I've been trying to get on other people's podcasts too, you know, to get yourself out there even more, to, you know, whatever their audience is, you're getting out to more listeners. So that's what it's about.
Oh yeah, I hear you, bro. You know, we might have to you might have to link up for one of my shows.
Hey, I'm down, man. Just let me know when, man.
Oh, most definitely.
Let me know when, man.
We'll be talking.
Yes, sir. But I ain't gonna, if I hold you long, I hold you wrong. That's what they say. But I wanna thank you for coming chilling on the couch with me, man.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for asking.
Yes, sir. Salute to you, my brother.
Same to you, bro.
Take care.